I think many of you would agree that the weather today has the look and feel of a March day, not an April day. It is running a little bit chillier than average, and there's some variety in the weather conditions right now, depending upon where you are, and that's really largely dependent upon your elevation. In the valleys, we've managed to get some sunshine to poke through as the gusty winds come down the mountains into the valleys. That helps to clear things out a little bit. So in the valleys, we've had some sunshine. In the mountains, it has been mostly cloudy. We've had a scattering of rain and snow showers. And in some of the higher elevations, a more persistent snow where there's still some accumulation to come. We've all been dealing with the wind that has been gusty through the day. It's still going to be on the breezy side tonight into tomorrow, though the wind should be a little bit less intense in that time frame, so we'll have still a nuisance kind of wind tonight into tomorrow, but hopefully the gusts aren't quite as strong as they have been during the day today. So moving ahead into tonight, we're still going to see clouds around. There will be a few breaks, especially in the valleys, and there's still a chance for a few scattered rain and snow showers, and we'll continue to see some accumulating snow on the higher elevations. Lows tonight will be in the 20s and 30s, so that's pretty cool for this time of year. And looking ahead to the day tomorrow, overall, the weather picture looks pretty good. We'll see a mixture of clouds and sunshine. It'll be breezy, as I mentioned a moment ago, and still cool for this time of year. Highs will be largely in the 40s across eastern New York and western New England, though it may hold in the 30s across the high elevations of the Greens, Adirondacks, and Catskills. I'm not expecting any rain or snow tomorrow, short of maybe a snow shower in the higher terrain, but it's looking to be a largely dry day tomorrow. And then on Sunday, we will see increasing clouds. You're going to notice a warmer feel on Sunday. It's really going to leap ahead on the thermometer compared to tomorrow. Highs will be in the 50s to near 60. I can't rule out a scattered shower Sunday afternoon, but I'm not expecting rain to be a big concern Sunday. Rain is going to be a thing on Monday. It's going to be heavy at times. There's even the chance for some thunderstorms and a gusty wind as well. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy with scattered rain and snow showers, some snow in the mountains, breezy, low 26 to 34. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, breezy and cool, highs in the 40s, some 30s in the mountains. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably cloudy, some scattered rain and snow showers, some snow in the mountains, breezy, low 26 to 34. And for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, breezy and cool, with highs in the 40s, some 30s in the mountains. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, variably cloudy, some scattered rain and snow showers, breezy, low 30 to 35. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, breezy and cool, with a high around 50. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, variably cloudy, a few scattered rain and snow showers, maybe some snow in the mountains, breezy, a low of 28 to 34, and for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, breezy and cool, with highs in the 40s. Region-wide on Sunday, increasing clouds and a spotty afternoon shower, highs in the 50s to near 60, and periods of rain on Monday, with highs in the 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.